a video on Western civilization, or the failure of Western civilization, sort of challenging Western exclusivism, telling the West kind of what the rest of the world actually thinks about you. It was a popular video. It's gone viral. The comment section is interesting. The comments from Muslims are more or less agreement. The comments from non-Muslims more or less prove the arguments. They're proving my arguments in the comment section. I mean, the fact that you can't even critique the West, you can't even say that maybe someone in the world and some segment of the population of Earth doesn't think that your value system is superior. They regard that as an attack. And they're very defensive and they're triggered in the comment section. Not all of them, but many of them. They're triggered and they go on the offensive, which just shows the superiority complex that you have. That no one can question whether or not your value system and your society and your civilization is superior, is supreme. No one can even question that or disagree with that, except that it means that they're attacking you. That's how privileged you are in your self-concept, that you really, really believe that you're the best and that you have reached the pinnacle of human refinement. That anyone who even questions that is full of hate and is attacking you. You're making my point for me. I mean, look at how they defend the West in the comment section on that last video about the failure of Western civilization. I'm not even worried about the people whose comments are, whose defense is basically to just repeat long debunked historical lies about forced conversion by Muslims and Islam spreading by the sword and all of that. That's not even worth bothering with. Comments like that just sort of highlight the inherent problem in social media, whereby people are exposed to content that their minds are not equal to, but they have the freedom and the access to talk back anyway. Those kind of comments don't trouble me. But you'll see people saying things like, the West created the technology that enables you to make these videos in the first place. As if that's a defense of a civilization and its moral values. In fact, this kind of defense just exposes the extent to which your civilization is hollow, is empty of meaning, that you think that the ability to produce things is a value or gives your civilization some kind of unique merit. I mean, you don't want to talk about, for example, how you have been able to make the things that you make. Let's not talk about the child labor, the slave labor, the environmental damage, the network of exploitation across multiple continents, for example, that makes the iPhone possible. There's a trail of misery that leads to the Apple Store, but it's got a good camera, so it's fine. And let's not talk about how every significant development in the tech sector has historically evolved within and been nurtured by the military for military use, for military purposes. So even the things that you're proud of creating, the goods that you produce that you use to defend the value of your civilization, were produced largely by immoral means. So I don't know how that's an effective or sound defense. If anything, that would prove the argument against you, not for you. But okay, yeah, you're good at making things. But you've never really figured out how to make things without also harming people. You've never really figured out how to be humane and decent in the process of production. But according to your value system, it's worth it. The untold human suffering behind your technological achievements and advancement is all worth it to you, for the sake of fancy devices and for the sake of entirely unnecessary conveniences and comforts. Conveniences and comforts, which we already know are actually contributing to the deterioration of people's skills, of their attention spans, of their memory, of their intelligence, even their health and their character. So what's it all for? What are you bragging about? Well, the defense will be, you know, this is the classic one. Everyone wants to immigrate to the West. If it was so bad, why would everyone want to come to the West? You know, why would they want to leave if it wasn't better than in their home countries? Yeah, sure. You burned and looted all the houses on the block, and now everybody wants to come and stay at your house. It's really a mystery, isn't it? It must be because your house is so nice. Look, in order to make your countries prosperous and comfortable, you had to make living conditions everywhere else unlivable. So people wanting to move to the West to escape the deprivation and violence caused by the West is not a very good defense of Western civilization. It turns out that, like, pretty much every defense that you give actually just turns out to be another indictment against you. But look, there's no reason to be defensive. I'm not calling you names. I'm not defaming you. I'm not even against you, really. You have been devastatingly misled about your civilization, and your civilization has, by design, not equipped you to ever rehabilitate it. You've had cognitive dissonance inflicted on you since childhood. It's not your fault. You've been raised since childhood in a fog of deception and lies and duplicity that you can't discern. You're like someone who's married to a spouse who constantly lies to them and gaslights them and emotionally and psychologically abuses them. And everyone can see it but you. But you're so invested in the lies that you can't face the reality that your spouse, in this case your civilization, is not what you thought it was. It's not what you were told it was. And you find out that you're actually married to a monster. I know that's not easy to accept. It's not easy to face. But it's very telling that you become defensive and you think it is, extreme, or you think it's sort of hate speech, and you think it's an attack when someone suggests that maybe a way of thinking, maybe a moral system, maybe a belief system is better than yours. That just shows the Western supremacy in your mind, that it's unthinkable that anyone could possibly believe that any other way of life, any other way of thinking, any other value system, any other belief system could be better than yours. That anyone could possibly prefer another approach to life than your approach to life. If the supremacy and superiority of your belief system is questioned, that's regarded as an attack that needs, that needs to be defended against. No, we just don't agree. And it's allowed to not agree with you. And it turns out that most people don't agree with you on Earth. And no, you don't get to say that, you know, it didn't used to be that way, that somehow your society, your civilization got hijacked. No, you weren't invaded. You weren't colonized. You weren't occupied. Outsiders did not come in and take over your countries and sabotage them and, install a tyrannical system. That's what you did to others. Nobody did that to you. You don't get to, explain away the failures of your societies in the same way that countries do that were colonized and deliberately destabilized and deindustrialized and sabotaged by you. You don't get to do that because you did all that to them. Nobody did that to you. You made your societies what they are. You don't get to be the dominant power in the world for centuries and then act like someone else is responsible for the abysmal state of moral values and intellectual development in your societies. This is what your civilization is, what it always has been. It has become what it was always becoming and what it only ever could become. It is a vicious, classist, materialistic, selfish, ruthless civilization. that cloaks itself in platitudes and moral rhetoric. It's like a rapist whispering poetry into the ear of the victim during the act. So yes, I don't have anything against you. I see most of you as victims. But don't tell me that the rapist is actually a poet. And you need to stop telling yourself that. Economically, your societies have just gone from one form of feudalism to another. The masses are held in contempt, and the only value that's upheld in the society is monetary value. That's why democracy does not extend to the private sector, nor any other values or principles that you espouse. The area of life in which you agree, all agree, to suspend your values and principles, that's the area where you demonstrate what you actually believe. People allow themselves, they give themselves permission to do anything and everything for the greater good of shareholder value. That's your supreme good in your society. That's the supreme good in your society. You have this compartmentalizing philosophy that business is business. It's a morality-free zone. And this philosophy has led to the creation of a parallel power structure in the West, a power structure unconstrained by morality. And like I said, business is sacrosanct. It's untouchable. That lets you know what your civilization actually prioritizes and values. And from the beginning, you had this compartmentalization. You have the hand of the government, and you have the invisible hand of the market, as Adam Smith said. And you ensured that the hand of the government should never interfere with what the hand of the market is doing. But you did not ensure that the hand of the market would not interfere with what the hand of the government is doing. And the invisible hand of the market has become an invisible iron fist and is squeezing the life out of you. The invisible hand of the market is around your throat. And like I said, your civilization approved of this from the beginning. So yes, I sympathize. I sympathize with people in the West. It's a very terrible thing that's happening to them and that has been happening to them. On a very deep level, it's a terrible thing. Your society has betrayed you. Your civilization has betrayed you. Your civilization has lied to you. Your civilization has sabotaged you. Your civilization has crippled you. I sympathize with all of that. And like I said, I see most of you as victims of your own civilization. But what I don't sympathize with is anyone telling me that this is not the case. Because like I said before, everyone can see it, but you.